Well, let's take a look at high school sports first this morning. Lots of it. High school track and field last night. First, the Hawkeye 10 Conference Track Championships held up in Denison. On the boys' side, Lewis Central wins the team title with 162.5 points. Glenwood, the runner-up, with 160. Atlantic had 99.5 for third. St. Albert and Kemper Catholic round out the top five. Individual champs include Ken McMahon of Lewis Central in the 100. Grant Reed of Atlantic placed fourth in that meet, in that race. Maverick Decker of Glenwood took the 200-meter title. Ken McMahon of Lewis Central won the 400 meters. Also in the 800, it was Jordan Miller of Shenandoah winning. Phoenix Shadden of Atlantic was fourth. Grant Reed of Atlantic took the title in the 110 hurdles. Also in the 1,600 meters, Ben Grody of Kemper Catholic, the winner, Bradley Dennis of Atlantic, was second. Grody also won the 3,200 meters, with Phoenix Shadden finishing second for Atlantic and Bradley Dennis in third place. Grant Reed of Atlantic took the 400-meter hurdles title last night. Caleb Sanders of Glenwood wins the discus. Miles Rupiper of Kemper Catholic took the high jump title. Austin Alexander was third for Atlantic. Nick Foss of Harlan won the long jump event last night. Dane Theobald of Lewis Central took the shot put. In the relays, Kemper Catholic wins the 4x100. The 4x200 goes to Glenwood, with Atlantic placing third. In the 4x4, Glenwood the winner. Atlantic was fourth. Glenwood also took the 4x8. Atlantic placed third. Glenwood wins the shuttle hurdle relay as well. Lewis Central takes the sprint medley relay title. Atlantic wins the distance medley relay crown last night. On the girls' side at the Hawkeye 10 meet, it was Denison winning the team title with 147 points. Lewis Central with a 106 total second. Harlan was third at 102. Creston and Glenwood round out the top five. Atlantic placed seventh. Individually, Whitney Weiss of Denison was the champ in the 100 meters. Ellie Mendlick of Denison took the 200-meter crown. She also won the 400-meter dash. McKenna Paulson of Lewis Central wins the 800 meters. Carson Rush of Atlantic was sixth. Allison Bruck of Harlan wins the 100-meter hurdles, with Madeline Kicklin fifth for Atlantic. Ellie Mendlick of Denison wins the 1,500. Gracely Castor of Harlan wins the 3,000 meters. Abby Altman of Atlantic placing third in that race. In the 400 hurdles, Chloe Hansen of Harlan the champ. Anna Lowry and Heidi Williams, both of Atlantic, were sixth and seventh in that race. Gillian Strait of Harlan places the first in the discus event last night. Sunday Faya of Denison wins the high jump. Alexis Brockman of Atlantic was seventh. Carmen Pickens of Shenandoah wins the long jump. Also in the shot put event, Hannah Hood of Creston was the champ. In the relays, Lewis Central wins the 4x1, Harlan the 4x200. Lewis Central takes the 4x4. It was Creston winning the 4x8, Denison winning the shuttle hurdle relay. Sprint medley goes to Denison. The Lewis Central girls won the distance medley relay title last night. Also at Corning, the Southwest Valley Timberwolf relays for the boys were held. It was Nottoway Valley winning the team title. They had 119 points. Griswold, the runner-up, with 98.5. Southwest Valley was third. Sydney and Cam round out the top five in that meet. Individual champs include Aaron Armstrong of Southwest Valley in the 100-meter dash. Gabe Nixon of East Union takes the 200. 400-meter title goes to Jeremy Day of Lenox. Nottoway Valley's Jared Corder wins the 800. Tyler Davis of Central Decatur wins the 110 hurdles. Brayton Funk of Nottoway Valley takes the title in the 1,600 meters. His teammate Shane Braheny wins the 3,200-meter title. 400 hurdles go to Dawson Tulberg of Lenox. Bedford's Quentin Seffert wins the discus. Zachary Benedict of Sydney took the high jump. Colton Thornburg of Essex wins the long jump. Mitchell Williamson of Cam, the champ in the shot put. Griswold wins the 4x100-meter relay. 4x200-meter relay title goes to Cam. Nottoway Valley takes the 4x400. Also, Nottoway Valley wins in the 4x800 and the distance medley relay. Southwest Valley took the sprint medley title, while Central Decatur wins the shuttle hurdle relay crown last night in Corning. Also in track, Panorama hosting its relay event last night. On the boys' side, Earlham wins the team title with 92 points. Van Meter, Panorama, Adair, Casey Guthrie Center, and Des Moines Christian, the top five. Among some of the area winners, Spencer Hunt of Panorama wins the 400-meter dash. Nolan Smith of Audubon takes the 110 hurdles. Cale Bilheimer of ACGC wins the 3,200. Matthew Webner of Panorama takes the discus crown. Sam Obert of Coon Rapids Bayard wins in the high jump event. Also winning last night, Audubon in the shuttle hurdle relay and ACGC in the 4x800-meter relay. That was on the boys' side. Girls' side, Panorama wins the team crown with 117 points. ACGC the runner-up at 84 points. Van Meter, West Central Valley, and Tri-Center the top five teams. Some of the individual winners from the area, Devin Kemble of Panorama takes the 400-meter title, Lauren Embleton of ACGC wins the 1500. Kate Crawford of ACGC takes the 3000-meter crown. Panorama's Lydia Knapp wins the discus. It was Morgan Jonk of Panorama winning the high jump event last night. Panorama took the 4x100 relay, the 4x400, the 4x800, and the shuttle hurdle relays last night at that meet. Also in high school sports around the area last night, first in girls golf, it was AHSTW beating Logan Magnolia 229-246. Hannah Denning of AHSTW was the medalist with a 51. Griswold beat Missouri Valley 211-233. Matea Peters of Griswold shot the low round of 42. Tri-Center beat Underwood 206-221 with Sydney Hadbury of Tri-Center shooting a 48. Tri-Center also beat Riverside 206-247. Hanbury with a 48, the medalist. Underwood beat Riverside 221-247. Anna Hall of Underwood with a 50 was the medalist there. Audubon beat IKM Manning 225-251 with Jasmine Turner of Audubon shooting a 49. Shenandoah also beat Southwest Valley 184-207. Clarinda topped Southwest Valley with a 193. Southwest Valley didn't have a full team score. In boys golf last night, it was AHSTW beating Logan Magnolia 171-172. Eric Jorgensen of AHSTW shot the low round at 35. Missouri Valley topping Griswold by a stroke 201-202. Nick Tennis of Missouri Valley with a 40 was the medalist. Underwood beat Tri-Center 171-191. Connor Fink of Underwood with a 36 was medalist. Tri-Center beat Riverside 191-241. Jackson Nelson of Tri-Center shot a 45. Underwood beat Riverside 171-241 with Connor Fink of Underwood, the medalist, with a 36. Also Shenandoah topping Southwest Iowa 170-192 last night. In girls tennis last evening, it was Clarinda over Audubon 8-1. Shenandoah topping Lewis Central 6-3. Glenwood beat Abraham Lincoln 8-1. In boys tennis, Atlantic over St. Albert 9-0. Clarinda beat Audubon 8-1. Shenandoah over Lewis Central 9-0. Harlan beat Red Oak 8-1. Glenwood over Abe Lincoln 8-1. Kemper Catholic 5-4 over Denison last night. In high school soccer, girls action, it was Nottoway Valley, West Central Valley, Adair Casey Guthrie Center beating Atlantic 3-0. Harlan over Riverside 6-2. Glenwood beat Sioux City West 5-2. Knoxville over Creston 5-4. Kemper Catholic beat Carroll 3-1. Tri-Center over Sergeant Bluff Luton 3-1. Sioux City North beat Denison 5-1. In boys soccer last night, it was AHSTW over Missouri Valley 10-1. Glenwood beat Trainer 1-0. Lewis Central over Riverside 10-0. Harlan over Carroll 2-0. Denison shut down Kemper Catholic 2-0. And Bishop Heelan Catholic a 2-0 winner over Abraham Lincoln last night. In baseball, Jesus Aguiar's first major league home run broke a seventh-inning tie, leading the Milwaukee Brewers over the banged-up St. Louis Cardinals 5-4 Thursday night. Cardinals right fielder Stephen Piscotty left the game after the second inning with a strained right hamstring, and center fielder Dexter Fowler came out following the third with a strained right shoulder. In the National League elsewhere, it was Cincinnati over Pittsburgh 4-2. Washington beat Arizona 4-2. The Cubs over the Phillies in 13 innings 5-4. Colorado beat San Diego in 11 innings 3-2. And Mets at Atlanta was postponed. One interleague game saw Tampa Bay beat Miami by a 5-1 final. In the American League, Derek Holland scattered three hits pitching into the seventh inning. Jose Abreu and Matt Davidson went deep off of Ian Kennedy. And the Chicago White Sox beat the Kansas City Royals 8-3 on Thursday, splitting that four-game series. Elsewhere in the AL, Oakland beat Minnesota 8-5, Texas over Houston 10-4, Baltimore beat Boston 8-3, Seattle over the LA Angels 11-3, Cleveland at Detroit was rained out. In Pacific Coast League baseball, it was New Orleans 11-5 over Iowa in game one of a doubleheader. Iowa wins the nightcap 2-1. Memphis outscored Omaha in 10 innings 12-9. In the NBA playoffs, the Golden State Warriors will head to Utah with a 2-0 lead over the Jazz as Kevin Durant, Draymond Green, and Stephen Curry scored over 20 points each, and the Warriors beat the Jazz 115-104. Game 3 is on Saturday. Washington Wizards got off to another great start against the Boston Celtics Thursday. This time they kept the lead to pull within 2-1 in the Eastern Conference semifinals with a 116-89 blowout over the Celtics. Washington will try to even the series at home on Saturday. Oscar Lindberg and the New York Rangers have nodded their Eastern Conference semifinal series at 2-1 with their second straight 4-1 win over the Ottawa Senators in the NHL playoffs last night. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.